This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There is a new leader in the closely contested governor's race in Washington state. Nearly 3 million people voted there last month. Now Democrat Christine Gregoire is ahead of Republican Dino Rossi by 10 votes. That margin is expected to grow later today following a state Supreme Court decision. The court ruling permits heavily Democratic King County to review and potentially count more than 700 votes that were mistakenly not included in the initial tally. But Republican candidate Rossi, who won both the initial count and the first recount, intends to fight. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
When the votes in this race were initially tallied, Republican Dino Rossi won by 261 votes. After a machine recount, his lead was 42. Then the Democrats asked for a hand recount, something allowed under state law. This time, the tally favored the Democrat, Christine Gregoire.
You know, I leave the decision about conceding to Mr. Rossi. I've been called on many times to concede.
She, of course, didn't concede, and now Rossi, a man who's been calling himself governor-elect, isn't conceding either. Rossi spokeswoman Mary Lane.
This election is far from over. A lead that small, it's inconclusive.
Gregoire's 10-vote margin is likely to increase by the end of the day. Yesterday, in a unanimous decision, the state Supreme Court ruled that counties have the right to rectify mistakes in the processing of ballots. Washington State Supreme Court Justice Faith Ireland says the court tried to ensure and retain the separation of powers among the branches of government.
So we didn't order votes to be counted or not counted. Rather, our decision was that King County has the power to exercise its discretion under the statute.
Today, King County will complete a review of more than 700 ballots, which were never counted, because election workers didn't properly verify signatures. Again, Christine Gregoire.
From day one, this has all been about counting every legitimate ballot.
But the King County ballots were discovered weeks after the election, and the chairman of the state Republican Party has called the discovery very suspicious. If a special King County election panel determines the ballots are valid, they will be added to the statewide total today. Based on Gregoire's margin of victory in King County so far, the Democrat might be expected to pick up roughly 100 votes. Rossi's supporters contend that by allowing the additional votes, the court has unfairly changed the rules, and spokeswoman Lane says Republicans will use the court ruling to look for Republican votes in other counties.
We believe that it is fundamentally unfair to say to a select group of voters in King County, well, we're going to change the rules for you and let your vote count, and then say to the rest of the voters across the state who were wrongfully disenfranchised, sorry, tough luck, you have no option.
Lane says the party intends to ask the other counties to reconsider votes that they initially rejected or didn't count. But Sam Reed, the Secretary of State and a Republican, says neither the court ruling nor the law allows for the addition of any more ballots because all the other counties had already certified their totals. There are other avenues of appeal that Rossi supporters could try. They could go to federal court, they could contest the election before the state legislature, or they could push for a brand new election. That's something that Secretary of State Reid adamantly opposes.
In an athletic contest, whether you win by 1 point or you win by 20 points, that's it. And that's also been the history of elections in the United States. So in my opinion, whoever gets the most votes wins, should start the transition, should be inaugurated on January 12th.
The Secretary of State says he hopes to certify the election result next week. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.